Mr. Jobs, you can actually draw on the screen. That's how high-tech we are.
Oh, good.
You can use your finger. So instead of pointing in the air, you can just draw.
I don't really need to draw on the screen. It's okay. You can see it clearly. And what we've done is we've bought this land right here. We tried to buy the apartments in the corner, but they're not for sale. So we couldn't buy those. But we bought everything else. And the campus we'd like to build there is one building that holds 12,000 people. It's a pretty amazing building. Let me show it to you. It's a little like a spaceship landed. But there it is. And it's got this gorgeous courtyard in the middle, but a lot more. So let's take a closer look at it. It's got it's a circle, and so it's curved all the way around. As you know, if you build things, this is not the cheapest way to build something. There's not a straight piece of glass on this building. It's all curved, and we've used our experience in making retail buildings all over the world now. We know how to make the biggest pieces of glass in the world for architectural use. And we want to make the glass specifically for this building here. We can make it curved like this all the way around the building. And you can see what it will look like. It's pretty cool. Again, today, about 20% of the space is landscaping. Most of it is a big asphalt parking lot, several big asphalt parking lots. So 20% of it is landscape. We want to completely change this, and we want to make 80% of it landscape. And the way we're going to do this is we're going to put most of the parking underground so that we can have 80% be landscape. And you can see what we have in mind. I mean, there's nothing like this on the property now. It's pretty bad. Today, there are 3,700 trees in the property. We'd like to just, you know, almost double that. We've hired one of the senior arborists from Stanford, actually, who's very good with indigenous trees around this area. So we'd like to plant a lot of trees, including some apricot orchards. And again, you can see what it might be like. And this is some of the infrastructure. Main building, we have parking underneath the main building, and that's not enough, unfortunately, and we have a parking structure here as well. The building's four stories high, as is the parking structure, so there's nothing high here at all. We want the whole place human scale. It's actually about the same as what we have in Cupertino right now. And an energy center. We deal with people sitting at computers all day writing software. And if the power goes out on the grid, we get to send everybody home.